Hello?
Hello, yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to add your opinion. Okay, are you a registered voter in Ohio, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so yes, right? So, okay, I mean, okay, so then, just for qualification purpose, okay, do you feel that secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Say that again now.
Do you feel that, you know, the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Would that be yes, it is, or yes, it's not?
Yeah, they should definitely, you know, be able to lock it up. Definitely.
Okay. All right, a firearm is considered, you know, secure, you know, securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, you know, a combination of fingerprint or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, or a case, or a lockbox, or, you know, made temporarily impairable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, a store or a container that is not see-through, and store in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
They definitely be securely stored. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, sir, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law, you know, defines secure storage to include a locked safe? Would you support that or oppose?
It's gotta be securely locked up at all times. So
what about a locked container or case?
It's got to be locked up. If the case have a lock on it, it should be locked up in a case where no one can get to it but the owner.
Okay, so you will support that, right?
I will support that as long as it's locked up.
Okay, what about a lockbox or other device that is, you know, designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
Well, it should be a firearm case. It shouldn't be you.
Yes.
You just shouldn't be able to lock it up. I mean, you know, in anything that you want to put a lock on it. I mean, you know, should be locked up. It should be a firearm case.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose?
It don't necessarily have to be a key lock. It can be a combination lock. It don't necessarily have to be a key lock.
But that's one of the options. Okay.
So, I would prefer a combination lock or some other type of method, not a key lock.
Okay,
you can pick a key lock.
So, oppose that one? A key lock?
Oppose that one.
Okay, what about a combination lock?
Well, I would agree with a combination lock.
Okay, what about biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
A fingerprint will be good too if that's the only way you can open it up. It's by the owner fingerprint. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So if a firearm is in a storage device such as, you know, a lock safe, a case, or a lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
If it's locked up, I mean, it can be loaded. I mean, because what's the purpose of you, I mean, somebody breaking into your house and now you got to get it out, you got to load it, you may not have time for that.
Okay, so it should, right? It should be loaded. Okay.
So it can be loaded if it's locked up properly.
Okay, if a firearm is not in a lock safe, can a case or a lockbox, do you feel it is not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, store in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Would you say yes, it's not secure?
Well, Well, if it's in a place where a minor can't get to it, I don't think there is a place. I don't think you can hide in a place where a minor can't get to it, especially if a minor been watching you and know where you're putting that, because you got ladders in your house, you got chairs in your house. So, I mean, you know, so I don't know about that one.
So would you say no, it's not secure, or yes, it's secure?
No. I'll say no, it's not secure. Because kids, we know how kids are. They got ladders. You got ladders in your house. You got chairs. You got tables in your house. And if it's put up in a place where you think that only you can get to it, I don't know about that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. If a firearm is not in a physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that requires the gun to be stored securely? Okay, if a firearm is not in a physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law, you know, that requires the gun to be stored securely? Or oppose that?
If it's a law officer, I'm assuming then of course then they know exactly how to handle the gun. They know exactly how to secure the gun, put the gun away. So I'm good with that.
So support that. You would support that required to. Okay. All right, sir. All right, sir. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose, a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also, includes language making clear that the law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirements as a reason to enter your home or, search your car without a warrant? Would you support or oppose that?
Well, I'm going to oppose that because unless you got a reason to search my vehicle, you can search it. If you got a warrant, you can search it. But just driving up on me and saying, hey, look, I need to search your vehicle because I feel for no reason at all that you may have a firearm in your car and you may not have a license.
Yeah, but that's what it says. It says firearm to be securely stored if it also, includes the language making clear that the law enforcement cannot use, the secure storage requirements as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant.
Right. I agree with that.
Okay. All right. Support that, right? All right, sir. We're almost done with this survey. I really appreciate your time. Okay. I only have a few more questions. And would you support or oppose a law that allows a affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Would you support that or oppose that?
Well, look, if the minor didn't got his hands on your gun, then, that's your fault. So, I oppose that. If your gun wasn't secure and a minor got his hands on it, then that's your fault.
Okay. All right. Prosecutors have, discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which the minor child discharges a firearm, except when hunting or, under the supervision of an adult? Would you support that or oppose?
Okay, say that again so I can clearly understand what you're saying.
Okay, say prosecutors, have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess, every incident in which the minor minor child discharges a firearm, except, when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
I support that.
Okay. All right. Sorry. And would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun, owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm, and and make it, you know, the record available to the public. Would you support or oppose that?
I support that.
Okay. All right, sir, in terms of the last few questions, just for qualification purposes, okay, in terms of personal political party identification, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or other?
A Democrat.
A Democrat, okay. All right, sir, now what is your age? You're 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
50 to 64.
Okay. All right, sir, and which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say you're white or Anglo, black or African-American?
I'm black American.
Hispanic, Latin? Okay.
I'm an American. Right. I'm an American.
And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself to be male or female?
Male.
All right. Well, sir, this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation on this survey, okay? You have a great evening. Appreciate your help, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too.